Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, look where he brought me from. Hello, welcome to the Jeremiah Speak broadcast. I'm standing in for your host, Reverend Reed of Jeremiah Speak. And we just heard from Bishop G.E. Patterson, look where he brought me from. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast this evening. Again, you're listening to Jeremiah Speak. And we appreciate how you have tuned in with us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You will be hearing Jeremiah Speak with Reverend Reed. Let us play one of our favorite selection of Reverend Reed, where he preached God's word with clarity and with thought. God bless you again. You're listening to Jeremiah Speak.
Coming from a softball tournament in the church van, I was driving the church van with some people in the van and ran upon a young lady who had two kids in the car and two flat tires. So I helped her get the car off of the highway, and I was assessing how in the world I was going to help her repair two flat tires. And as I was doing it, I went to her and I said, could you pop the trunk so I could see what she had to work with in the trunk? And the lady was on the phone, and she cursed at me, and she said, I'm on the phone. I went back, and I spoke to the children. I waited, and she hung the phone up in frustration, and then she called someone else, and evidently they said no as well, and she hung up again. So I went back to her again, and I said, ma'am, I think I can help you. Can you pop the trunk so I can assess what you have? And she cursed at me again and said, can't you see that I'm on the phone? Well, I went on and got in my van and went on about my business and left her right there. She put the truth on hold while she listened to a lie. Because listen to this, I was driving a church van with the name of the church on the side of the van. In the middle of the afternoon, an innocent man with witnesses standing by, so it was certainly safe. I came and offered help to her. She did not accept my help. I was not going to leave her there. We had a van. We could take her wherever she needed to go, even if we couldn't fix the tires. I was asking her to pop the trunk so I could go to work on the tires. In the meantime, she is on the phone calling people, asking for help, and they're saying no. So she's got the truth right there, trying to talk to her. Meanwhile, she's calling people who won't help her. She had the truth on hold, but was listening to a lie. Finally, St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. We celebrate him every year on the 17th of March. He is credited with bringing Christianity to the nation of Ireland. And in part of the celebration, in part of his teaching, he did the cutest thing. St. Patrick allegedly took a shamrock, a three-leaf clover, which is what clovers are three-leaf. He took the three-leaf clover and used that to explain the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all in one. Marvelous what he did with the clover. But now, on St. Patrick's Day, we say that it's lucky if you find the four-leaf clover. So folk are looking amongst clover, and they got three-leaf clovers. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all around them. And they're looking for a four-leaf clover to call it lucky. They got the truth on hold while they listen and look for a lie. Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, this is the Jeremiah Speaks ministry, and part of the fivefold ministry, one of the things that I talk about is Jeremiah on a regular basis. He was an unpopular prophet. Scholars refer to Jeremiah as the weeping prophet. Were it not for Bible study, perhaps many would even skip the book of Jeremiah. And I would say that Jeremiah wrote a book called Lamentations, which is included in the Holy Scriptures. And in all of my years, I've never heard anybody preach a sermon from the book of Lamentations. And in fact, we only quote one verse from Lamentations, that's 3:22, great is thy faithfulness toward thee. So Jeremiah was not just neglected then, he continues to be neglected even now. So were it not for Bible study, many would not even read the book of Jeremiah, certainly not his book of Lamentations. So Jeremiah, during his time, he prophesied, he was a prophet of the Lord, he prophesied to some hard-headed people with hard-to-pronounce names, like Zedekiah and Jehoiakim. Jeremiah was recognized in the scriptures. He was recognized by many as a prophet of God. Yet they would not listen to what he had to say. Zedekiah in this story recognizes Jeremiah as the prophet of God, but doesn't want to hear what he has to say. In Jeremiah 37:1, King Nebuchadnezzar, the leader of the Chaldeans or the Babylonians, he had laid siege on Judah and was moving on Jerusalem. Now, we know that this didn't end well. We know that the Babylonian captivity came as a result of this. But he had laid siege. What they called siege warfare back in those times is that an army would surround you and cut off your water supply and cut off your food supply and cause it to be a famine in the city until you surrender. It didn't matter how much army you had in the city, how much might and force you had. If they couldn't eat or drink, they were cut off. And so the siege army would just sit there and just sit there and wait you out, kind of smoke you out of there. So Nebuchadnezzar and his troops had laid siege on Judah, and they were moving now on Jerusalem. So they were closing in on the capital city, Jerusalem, with the setting of this particular story. And they had placed the Conaniah on the throne. So in other words, the king of Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had already manipulated the Jewish system so that the king that was supposed to be king was no longer king, and Nebuchadnezzar had said, the man that he would like to be king on the throne in Jerusalem. So Zedekiah rose to power. Now, King Zedekiah knew things were bad, but his prophets told him, you have reached out to Egypt, and the Pharaoh's Egyptian army is on its way to break through the siege and deliver you. And so he didn't have much to hold on to. It seemed that Egypt didn't owe them much of anything, so there was no reason for the Egyptian army to do it. But his prophets, who always told him what he wanted to hear, they said that Pharaoh's men are coming. And so he was holding on to that thread. And then meanwhile, he said, I better check with Jeremiah to see if there's a word from the Lord. So he calls Jeremiah in, and he says to Jeremiah, is there a word from the Lord? And that's where we get today's text. They put the truth on hold while they listened to a lie. He listened to the false prophet, and the false prophets told him what he wanted to hear. They told him that Pharaoh's men, Pharaoh's army, the Egyptian army is going to come and deliver you. Never done it before. Don't have a reason to. They don't owe you anything. But God says that they're coming. And then the true prophet is locked up in a dungeon, and they don't want to hear what he has to say. But today, in this text, he sent for Jeremiah. Now, don't we know some people, and don't we know some churches that will put the truth on hold while they listen to a lie? Watch this. There are some folk, we know some folk that will get up early on a Sunday morning. They'll take a long hot bath, adorn themselves with makeup and perfume, faithfully go down to the church house. They will clap their hands for the choir. They will pray for the sick. They will say amen for the preacher, go back home the same day and sin more than they did last week before they came to church. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here that they will put the truth on hold while they listen to a lie. They heard the word. The Bible says that a man went out to sow, and he sowed some on stony ground. Where they heard the word, And they got excited about the word, and then it died in their heart. And they put the truth on hold while they listened to a lie. So in this text, the new king calls Jeremiah for a fresh word from the Lord. Zedekiah has requested help from Egypt, and he believes because of his false prophets that Egypt is on the way. And in fact, Egypt may have been on the way at first. Jeremiah, who had been placed in Jonathan's dungeon, a man's house that had been converted into a dungeon for Jeremiah, he'd been placed in Jonathan's dungeon for preaching an unpopular prophecy. How many know that the word of God can be unpopular? That when God comes with the word of conviction, the word of standard, oftentimes folk don't want to hear that, so the word becomes unpopular. In the nation where I live now, we see the word of God becoming more and more unpopular. When we preach, Jeremiah Speaks Ministry is devoted to addressing covetousness and idolatry in the church. But when Jeremiah cries out about covetousness in our civilization, oh, we don't want to hear that word, and we'd rather that we just cut that person off. So Jeremiah was placed in Jonathan's dungeon for preaching an unpopular prophecy. Rather than consult God before making his plans, Zedekiah went and begged Egypt. While trying to look big and bad on the outside, he is secretly now asking Jeremiah, have you heard anything from the Lord? Jeremiah says, yes, I've heard from the Lord. The Lord God has not changed. The Egyptians will turn back. The Babylonians will destroy you and your family, and they will burn Jerusalem to a crisp. I don't know about you, but I know some folks like that. They'll put the truth on hold while they listen to a lie. They will make every effort to show how clever and how smart they are. They've been to every bank, to every mortgage company, to every title loan agency. They've been to the friends. They've been to the family, begging everybody because of their financial woes rather than take their burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I wish I had a witness today that I think we know some folk that are like Zedekiah that have tried everything they can do in their own hands before they turn to the Lord. They've consulted every neurologist, every psychologist, every astrologist, every foot doctor, heart doctor, and witch doctor, and then they go to Jesus. They put the truth on hold while they listen to a lie. They know Jesus is there. They know there's a word from the Lord there, but they do all of this other stuff first so that they can do it with their own might. Jeremiah said, I have a word from the Lord, and the word has not changed. You will still be delivered into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. Jeremiah said, that's going to happen. That's the word of the Lord. That's been the prophecy for a while now, and you knew that was the prophecy. All right, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Jeremiah for a moment. I don't ask for much. I don't say much. Jeremiah said, I have two questions for you, King. My first question is, what have I done to get thrown in a prison for preaching the truth? Why did you take it out on me? Because God gave you the truth. What have I done that you would put me in a dungeon merely for preaching the word of God? And question number two, where are the prophets who told you that the Babylonians wouldn't come? Where are the prophets that when you called them, they said, O king, live forever. Great things will be happening to you. O king, live forever. God is going to make a way out of nowhere. Where are those prophets that say all they prophesy is good stuff? All they tell you is, oh, the Lord is going to bless you. Does anybody know some folk now that will tell you in the midst of your misery, in the midst of your sin, in the midst of your hard times, some folk will come and say, God is going to bring you through. God is going to bless you. I believe the Lord is going to make a way out of no way. And sometimes we realize that it's nothing like that at all. Sometimes we realize that the truth is that we got to conform and rectify our ways. The truth is, we got to repent and turn from the ways that got us into this jam. The truth is repentance is what we need rather than a word of encouragement from somebody that doesn't even know us. Yes, we need somebody to speak a word in our life, and yes, there's always a word of encouragement for us. And yes, God said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans for you to prosper and not to prosper and not to fail. Yes, all of this is true, but at the same time, there is only one truth. And Jesus is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. But sometimes folks will put the truth on hold while they listen to a lie. In other words, Jeremiah is saying to the king, why did you put the truth on hold while your enlightened prophet told you a lie? He's saying to the church today, our modern and enlightened church has the truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ. But today, the prophet is saying, how many times have we put the truth on hold, knowing the way of God, knowing the right way, knowing the truth, the way, the truth, and the life? Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then what is holding the church back? What is the church doing with the truth which it was entrusted? See, the church was entrusted with Jesus. The church was given the spirit of Jesus. We call the Holy Spirit. The church was given, Jesus said, those things that I do shall you do also, and greater shall you do because I go to the Father. In other words, he said, I did some things here in the first century. I showed you some things in the first century. In 33 and a half years, I showed you a little bit. But the church of Jesus Christ, built on the solid rock that I have prepared a place for, this church will do greater because I go to the Father to unleash the blessing. And Jesus even said that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. I'm going to give the church unlimited growth. I'm going to give the church unlimited power and authority. We got the truth. But sometimes the church even will put the truth on hold while we listen to a lie. Nathanael, the disciple of Jesus, Nathanael had the truth and scoffed at him. Judas had the truth and betrayed him. Peter had the truth and denied him. Thomas had the truth and doubted him. The others had the truth, but they abandoned him. Many had the truth and they served him. Nicodemus had the truth and questioned him. Zacchaeus had the truth and feared him. John had the truth and he loved him. Herod had the truth and he mocked him. Pilate had the truth and he convicted him. Soldiers had the truth and they beat him. Jews had the truth, but they crucified him. What are we doing with the truth? We got the truth. Are we putting the truth on hold while we listen to a lie? Are we running down a rabbit hole after something that was fad or that's popular today that we had never heard before? When we got a truth that we were raised in all along, when we know that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, when we know that the Holy Spirit is our present minister, is our comforter, our keeper, and our guide, when we know that if we turn right and the Holy Spirit says go left, we need to go left. We know that we have the truth for ourselves. We know that the Word of God sits perhaps in a Bible in our house, and all we have to do is read it, but before we read it, say, Lord, give me the truth. Lord, please provide me with the truth. Bless me to understand the words that I read here. Bless me to use the words that I receive from the Lord. We hear the preaching of the preachers. We hear the prophets. We hear the apostles. We hear the pastors, the missionaries, the evangelists. We hear the word of God from folks that are revealing the truth to us. But what is the church? What is the church doing with the truth? Remember the church? The church has unlimited authority to act in the name of Jesus. The church has unlimited authority to do the miracle that Jesus did, to do the ministry that Jesus did. The church has the obligation from Luke 19:13 to be the church and to be Jesus until he comes back. The church has the obligation. The church is blessed of the Lord. The Lord said to his church, I've made you the head and not the tail. I put you above and not beneath. I've made you heirs to the righteousness of God. I've made you heirs to the kingdom of God. I've made you heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He said, you are a chosen nation. You are a chosen generation, a holy nation. You are people that are called out of darkness into the marvelous light. You are the people of the truth. I have invested the truth, Jesus, to you, not to the world. The world doesn't know him, and the world will hate you because the world hated Jesus first. The world won't receive him until the people that had the truth introduced the truth to the world, just like on the day of Pentecost. So today I ask, is anybody putting the truth on hold as we listen to a lie? I don't know about you, but I get frustrated when I give a prophecy to somebody. I get frustrated when I share the plan of salvation with somebody, and I talk about the perfect plan of salvation. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody that ever lived has sinned and come short of God's glory. And then Romans 6:23 says the wages of that same sin is death. The product, the pay that we get for all of our sinning is we get to die for our sins. And then it says in Romans 5:8 that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That the sin that we should have died for, Jesus came agony and distraught, hung on the cross and died the death that we should have died for our sins. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, shall be saved. That's it. Confess that it was my sins that he died for. But he died for those sins that I won't have to die. And not just that he died, but that on the third day he arose and now sits at the right hand of the Father and has all power. If we can convert our minds to believe that, for Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, I will come in and sup with him and him with me. In other words, we control the door right there. It's the door to our heart. We have a free will where we do not have to accept Jesus. We may believe the plan. We may see him as the truth, but it's still our job to open that door up and say, Jesus, come in. And don't just come in, but take over my heart. Jesus, dwell and abide within me. So it's on us. The onus is on us to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, if that's your issue today. If you believe that you know the truth, you know Jesus is the truth, but you put the truth on hold and listen to the lies of the world, we ask you to make that conversion today, to make that confession, to make that turn today to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We put the truth on hold while we listen to a lie. Again, this is the Jeremiah Speaks broadcast. We hope we've blessed someone with a word from the Lord, not to beat anybody up, but to use a word of conviction to encourage someone to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you're already saved, if you're sanctified and set free, to remind us that the truth is all around us and the truth is within us. To remind us and be guided by the Spirit of Truth, who is the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah Speaks broadcast is part of the Fivefold Ministry. I am Gernard Reed. Our outreach number is 804-313-7853. Our email is goteachandbaptize, all one word spelled out, goteachandbaptize at gmail.com. Last week we talked about Jesus ain't nothing but the truth. This week we said, we put the truth on hold while we listen to a lie. This has been the Jeremiah Speaks broadcast. We pray now for anyone who will receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. All wise, eternal God, and our righteous King, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the truth of Jesus. We thank you for the truth that's in our heart, the Holy Spirit of Jesus. Father, we pray now for someone who's listened to this broadcast and wants to be saved. Move them, Father. Draw them unto you. No man can come except to be drawn. We pray for the drawing power of Jesus right now. Someone will accept you. Be sanctified, set free. Lord, we give you honor and praise. Thank you for this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And may God bless each of you. Now we go further into the Fivefold Ministry of Apostle Marjorie Mercer.
Yes, hallelujah and hallelujah. Look where he brought me from. You just heard from Bishop G.E. Patterson, and truly we love the Lord. We thank you so much for listening to the Jeremiah Speaks broadcast. each week. You can hear them on the same station from 7 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 p.m. God bless you again as you listen to the Jeremiah Speaks with Reverend Reed. And we want to thank you for all of our tuners. We give a special shout-out to Sydney Mercer and all of those listeners all over the world. God bless you. Let us abase ourselves, reverence the Lord. We woke up in the land of the living, and truly look where the Lord has brought us from. God bless you again. Again, this is the Fivefold Ministry. That's P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's the Fivefold Ministries, P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Let us go in right now and just worship God. Amen. Did you hear that? Every time you praise God, it's another door. Let us go in and praise Him.
Every time you dance, it's another door. Every time you dance, it's another door. Every time you move,
yes, every time you move, it's another door. We want to encourage you to get up and move and enjoy the worship of God. Just sit back. When you feel like you just want to give up, throw in the towel, you can't do it. You know why? Because your God is able. Amen. Let us praise Him. Have you ever felt that close that you want to change your mind? But when you think about, look where God has brought you from. Truly, you just know that you got to get up, you got to praise Him, you got to reverence the Lord. Let us get up and praise Him a little bit more. Amen. You, but I feel like praising God. There's nothing like praising the Lord. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and I feel like praising God. Let's keep praising God. Come on.
I told y'all before, and I'm going to remind you that after this, he's going to be all right. Now, if you
Yes, the songwriter says that I got to live long. You have to live long believing that God can do anything but fail. Yes, he can. He's our Lord and our Savior, and it's going to be all right. Amen. Like praising him this evening? Yes, we do. We feel like praising our Lord and our Savior. You are listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and we're praising God. Nothing like praising God, praising God. You know, I thank the Lord that I am able to wake up in the land of the living and praise our God. This is a special shout out to our new friend that we have in Ghana. We heard from him yesterday and today. I'm sure that at some point we're going to meet together, whether it's in Africa or United States. And I'm going to salute some music now and slow it down just a little bit as a special tribute to our friends in Ghana. Let us just sit back and listen to some of our African music as we reverence the Lord. And you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. God bless you.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
You know, when I hear that song, I have to laugh. When I went to Africa, I didn't know what to expect. I should have known that the rhythm started from Africa. The cradle of life is Africa. Everything originated from Africa. I don't know why, I just didn't know that Africa had the beats, the drum, all the instruments. Truly, we had a celebration. It was nothing like the gospel music here in the United States. So I want to embrace all the nations around the world. Truly, I enjoy fellowshipping with you. We will do our salute to other countries as well as Jamaica. But right now, we're going to focus on Africa. And we thank Bishop Rook for calling us from Uganda. And we hope to fellowship with you soon. So let us play another African tune. Remember now, this is church music, and they truly have a nice beat as they worship in God. If that don't get you up, nothing will. Amen. Truly, 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 I enjoy being in Africa. I had a good time. I would encourage everybody, as you make your many travels around the world, you have to stop in at Africa and just enjoy and embrace that culture. Because you will have a good time fellowshipping and worshiping the sounds of Zion in Africa. Truly, there is nothing like it. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. If you would like to write us, our email address is ffmw.inc@verizon.net. Again, that's ffmw.inkverizon.net. Truly, that you are able to call us. We can fellowship with you. We can just sit down and break bread together. And together we can uplift the music of Zion in so many nationalities and culture. One of my favorite artists, as always, sir, her name is Sina. S-I-N-A-C-H. I'm not good on pronouncing some of the foreign names, but truly I embrace that music and I love it. So let us listen to something right now from her. Amen. How she loved the Lord, and we should be able to worship him in spirit and truth. All types of music is so beautiful when we glorify God. Let us worship him a little bit more.
Can I hear you give him some praise? Oh, man, my, I worship
I noticed that when I was listening to some of the African music, it amazed me how there are so many artists now that is combining rap music into Christian songs. The young people are listening to those music because they can identify with their age, their youth. But the good thing about it, they're singing about the glorification of God in their own way. So you're going to hear a lot of varieties when you travel around the world. Sometimes it has a salsa blend. It has a lot of kettle drums. Sometimes it's really, really Caribbean. And all nations worship God differently. I once heard a preacher say something, and it really disturbed me, and I didn't have time to pull from my archive of music. But he said they even bring in jazz into worshiping God. But my Bible tells me in Psalms 150 that everything, all instruments, strings, harp, drums, tambourines, that we are going to worship God. I can imagine that when you get to heaven, do you think God is going to listen to one type of music, the great I am, the Alpha and Omega? He's going to say, no, I don't want to hear saxophone. No, I don't want to hear violin. No, I don't want to hear drum. Not my God. It says that everything that have breath is going to praise ye the Lord. You know why? Because he is our way maker. He is the lily in the valley, and we love him. And for those of you who had that busy and hectic week, sit back, relax, and know that your God is a way maker, and let us sit back and enjoy the worship. Amen. From Africa, truly, that we love the Lord. We embrace all cultures of people, all type of music, as they glorify Him. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We'd like to also say that this is our disclaimer, that as we play music, that the artists own the rights to their music. And we hope to just encourage you, to inspire you, and to lift you up, and to just let you hear the songs of Zion so that you can just embrace the culture, you can just embrace the music, and you can just feel just the presence of God. You know, it was so strange that, as I said, I was in different countries. I just got back from Jamaica. And I truly, truly love listening to all of the type of music. To my surprise, and I know, you know, with others, that it's had that Caribbean-type salsa blend. And it is so unique there to hear those type of instruments, because truly, when you hear that, it just make you just to see the different selection and to be able to see just the range of the artists, how talented that they are to be able to play certain music. I never will forget that when I went to Jamaica, as I said, that our next stop, I hope, is Africa. But right now, I just got back from Jamaica. And I asked them, I said, you know, I love Bob Marley. Is that a problem? And they said, no, that Bob Marley was the truth in the essence, that he played music the way he felt it in his heart and soul. It represented his culture, his nature, a nation of people, which you know is more so Caribbean. So it was surprisingly to me that they listened to those music and embraced the nation. We need to get away from judging and saying what is right or wrong. We are not God. If it does not line up with the word, then it's a problem. But when our God said that everything will praise him, even the rocks will cry out, who are we to condemn, to judge other people and their music, those person who have put their countries on the map? We are to love all our brothers, you know, all denominations and creed, black, white, Jews, Gentile, you know, Africa, Asia, Russia, America, just embrace the culture. One thing that I love that, you know, Bob Marley, one thing that he was singing is that could we love, could this be the type of love that we can love each other, that we don't have to worry, we don't have to cry? Could it be that this is really the love that we need to have as human beings? Matter of fact, I want to hear Bob Marley and the Wailers, is this love? Amen. And as I said to you before, this is our disclaimer. We just like to promote the music of the artist. God bless you as you sit back and listen to the Fivefold Ministry, and this is our variety of songs. Amen. traveled aboard and I was able to reach the country of Jamaica. Oh my God, the people were so friendly. It was so free. It was just relaxing to enjoy. We just enjoyed the beach, the sunshine, the air, being able to look at nature, the trees, and we had lobsters on the ocean floor. We were just grilling right there on the beach with our crabs as well. It was so nice, and what I love about the people in the nation of Jamaica, they always try to give you encouragement, and they look like they are empathetic to even when you look sad or you hold your head down or you moan or anything. They always tell you that their God is able, that God can do it, and don't cry. So let us listen to another selection by Bob Marley before we close out our show. No woman, no cry. Amen.
Thank you.
Bob Marley says that everything is going to be all right. You have to have that kind of attitude that everything is going to be all right. We thank you again as you tune in to us each and every week. You can hear us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 is Jeremiah Speaks. And from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, it is the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. You can hear us again on Sunday, which is at 8:30. You'll be able to hear us as we start from 8:30 to 9. And then again, we will come in at from 9 o'clock to 10. Truly, we love the Lord. We love to praise him and to worship him. If you would like to write us again, our P.O. Box is 9786, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. We hope that you have enjoyed our broadcast, that you will just tune in with us each week as we try to exalt, edify, and encourage the things of God, because truly we love the Lord. And as always, when you wake up in the morning, you should just feel just good on the inside to know that when I wake up in the morning, I know that I can have Christ on my mind and that I need to just turn it over to him so I can enjoy being in the land of the living. God bless you and have a nice evening. And remember, when you wake up, just have God on your mind. Again, this is the Fivefold. Enjoy your evening and do be blessed as you tune in to us each week. Don't forget, Sunday morning at 8:30. God bless you. Amen.